Like, it's my goat? What does that mean anyway? What a stupid phrase.
Welcome to Duporimo.
Anyhow, I'm not sure how we got onto this subject, but hopefully it's been entertaining for somebody. Oh, yeah, right. And I think you mentioned...
Mel Brooks.
No, before that, you mentioned The Princess Bride. And I remember when that came out. What was it, 88? Some 87?
It was right around there, yeah.
All of the commercials and that stuff saying the new comedy from Rob Reiner. You know, from the director of Spinal Tap comes this new comedy kind of thing. And I a lot of people say it's a comedy. I still don't see it. I think that it's a fantasy. I think that it's a love story. I think it's a damn good coming of age story in its own, a fairy tale kind of thing. But
it's not funny.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just, it's regarding Henry a comedy. No, but there's that black guy that always says, "Hey, I got lucky last night," or whatever. Okay, sure. You laugh at everything he says because black guys are funny, but it's not a comedy. And I don't know, you can disagree and that's totally fine. Go ahead.
I don't think I agree with you on that one, but okay. That's all right.
Go ahead.
It's a comedy. It's very funny, and its main purpose, I think, is to be funny.
Oh, that's just heartbreaking to hear you say.
Isn't only a comedy, which separates it from like the sex comedies and stuff that you were talking about before, because it does a lot more than just be a comedy, but that's just my opinion. I don't know.
All right. Those are the shrieking eels. Did you see that with an audience?
I did, yeah. I actually saw that in the theater.
That's rare for you.
I was one of the 100 people in America that did that.
Oh, I saw it in the theater too.
Oh, you were one of them as well. Nice.
Yeah, I think it was after the movie had come out and, you know, it was on its way out because nobody went to it because it had been pitched as a comedy. And somebody said, no, there's like sword fighting and action and adventure. And there's even like a monster in there. And I was just like, really? And there's giant rats and stuff. It's an adventure story. You'll love it. And I went and I was like, wow, I did. And there was kissing. But I think that there was a huge misstep to say from the director of Spinal Tap. You know, it just.
Spinal Tap? Was that a big thing?
I think it was a cult movie. You know, it was one of those that the people that liked it really liked it and really was like, oh, you got to watch this because it's a documentary, but it's pretend. And, you know, I'm not sure that had really been done at least a lot at that point. And,
Yeah, I don't know. Trying to appeal to a cult audience is never a smart thing. Come and see the movie that only that one weird guy likes.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
It's by the director of the movie that one freak dude in your office likes. Go and see it, everybody. That's not a good marketing strategy.
This is Spinal Tap might have been a huge hit, and I just didn't know because...
Yeah, I don't know either.
It wasn't something that would appeal to a boy. Yeah, a little boy is what I'm saying.
I was going
to
say, by a boy, you don't mean like a teenage boy. You mean a young boy, right?
Well, it was, I think, 83, so I wasn't a teenager or anything like that.
I'm just saying it seems to me like it would very much appeal to a teenage boy, but not to a young boy, you're right.
Well, when did you first see this at Spinal Tap? I saw it in 2012.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen it all the way through ever, but I saw lots of it when I was in college. Probably when I first heard of it, to tell you the truth, was once I was into college, so I was... sheltered.
Do you like those mockumentary flicks, like the ones that Christopher Guest does?
For the most part, no. I've kind of gotten sick and tired of that whole thing. That's one of the reasons why I don't like to watch Office, is because they do that friggin' mockumentary thing. That's one of, I think, the downfalls of that Modern Family show, which is really funny, but...
Oh, it's done in a mockumentary style?
At least some of, I'm trying to remember.
Oh, you're right, because they have them address the camera and say, I was really excited about Harvey's birthday.
Yeah, they'll do interviews with them where they're, that kind of crap just, I'm sick of that. I'm sorry.
How Arrested Development is.
Oh, Arrested Development was like that too?
It's shot like a documentary, but they don't ever make any effort to pretend that it is a documentary. You know, there's all sorts of coverage and reaction shots. And because this is Spinal Tap. Was seriously done enough that if I had seen it as a little boy, I would have thought it was a documentary.
Uh-huh.
And
you'd have been like, I want to hear Spinal Tap's album.
And there has been stuff like that that's done so seriously, you go, is this real? I mean, and so, you know, some of the Onion news articles, not articles, but the Onion videos or whatever, some of them, they maintain like a very low level of humor. It's a satire that's not in your face or whatever. It's subtle enough that, you know, a big chunk of the audience, not just the morons, the ones that are just like, did President Obama really transform into He-Man when he raised that sword? But, you know, a lot of people are like, I'd never heard this. How have I never heard that this had happened? Oh, there's this one Onion right now that the witch, the old woman that granted Beyonce fame and beauty, had just come to claim her firstborn child. And it was really, really funny and really well done. And they had this woman done up as a crone, and she did like a press conference, and they show like a bunch of footage of like Destiny's Child concerts and stuff. And you can see her in the background biding her time. And oh, it was really, really excellently done. And I'll bet there's still 3% of the audience is like, is this real? Yeah. Beyonce's French. See what I did there? I went back. That's like a callback. And that's what you go out on. You tell the band when you hear Beyonce's French to play the music. And Carson comes out and goes, that was funny, funny stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
To be continued.
That Gets My Goat is produced under a Creative Commons license. Why am I telling you this? Fighting gangs for local charities, that kind of thing. Why should that make such a difference?
Hit it with a rock!
Oh. No, it's not very sportsmanlike.